Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. Sean Callahan joins us next segment talking all things in this busy, busy offseason for Nebraska football. More good news yesterday for that. We'll get to that in a second. We got the mailbag today. We got plenty of submissions so far. Get more of them in at earlybreak937@gmail.com.
Was I supposed to get us a guest for 7?
No, I told you I'd take care of it. Not a guest, but we take care of the topic. So we did. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I probably should have. I was occupied yesterday quite a bit.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, lunch and meeting. Then I had a big phone.
Yes. Big phone news. Oh, well, yeah. Well, let's start off with that. That's
yeah. Good morning.
You don't realize how many people are curious out there about this whole phone situation that you have told the entire state through different.
Well, here's what
this show, other shows, Twitter.
Well, what happened was I was late to a show. In Omaha, because I was on the phone with an Apple lady. I don't know, Jake.
This
was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, and I was driving down the interstate. I'd changed phones and lost all my contacts, and she was taking me through the maneuvers on the phone. And I was driving down the interstate. That was smart. I was in the right lane though. But at one point, I said to her, "I can't do that because I can't do that particular maneuver because I'm driving." She said, "You're what?" I said, "I'm driving. I'm on the interstate." She goes, "I'm not talking until you pull over."
She's appalled. What?
Well, the conversations are taped, and if I got
get
into
an
a
accident,
fiery
yeah.
accident, that'd be a pretty bad deal yep. for Apple. And I said, "Well, I'm about 15 minutes or 10 minutes from a place I could stop." And she said, "I'll wait." So
this conversation stops until I say it goes on.
So yeah, the long and short of it was I ended that day after I'd say an hour phone call with Apple and then went to the next day another 2-hour round, and it was all very confusing because of password changes and job change, phone change, carrier change, username change, and my new provider axed out all my contacts,
yes, right.
but it was in the cloud. It was saved in
right.
the cloud. It's just a matter of getting to the
which
cloud.
Which we thought. We knew that, right?
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting that to the cloud, the Apple cloud, we'll call it. And then what happened was they need to go through a verification process. So on May 11th, they said, on May 24th, we'll send you a text that prompts a retrieval of information that we can start that process. But they had to, I think it was just a matter of they had to verify that I was actually Steve Sipple and it was actually dealing with my phone. There's a verification process. It may depend on how many people are going through such a thing. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Apple Help. Like if you call the Apple Help line, is incredible. It's not good. It's incredible. It's not. You never wait. Never. I've dealt with six different
representatives. That's hard to believe, by the way.
Never.
That's hard to believe.
I never waited once.
Like you didn't have a long wait on
no
elevator music at all?
Nothing. No wait. They get you right through. I think they just got a lot of employees all over the place. Hmm. And the woman that helped me yesterday was, I would say, an incredible service provider. Like that, you would want her to help you through about anything. But it was quite a process. And I told you at one point, she said, okay, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. And it all happened kind of at once. I had everything back. I think it's 880 contacts. So it was critical. And I'm just so amazed by Apple. I would have lost a lot of just random names like Mark Banker. I didn't know how to get a hold of Mark Banker anymore. Barry Alvarez. I'm not going to drop names. I'm just going to
please keep dropping names.
No, I mean I don't have to drop like Deverell Biggs. You know, there's a lot of randos.
You text Deverell a lot?
No, but there's just a lot of people that you don't think about. Braylon Hurd's in here. I mean Zach Bauman. You don't think about the people that you lose until something comes up. Lane Kiffin, Chris Kiffin.
We'll go down Charlie, we'll go through the whole phone.
Charlie Colon.
I mean, my boy, I could have given you that one.
I know you could have, but it would be very annoying if I would always be asking you for numbers, right? Kind of.
I'd feel honored, actually.
Oh, well. Okay.
Hey, do you got this guy's number? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that. Yeah, I got that number. I got my shades on real quick. I got that
would
one.
Would you start charging me?
No.
I need 10 for that one.
Yeah, now it's a 25 for there. Yeah. It's a big one.
All right, let me try somebody else. So I'll get back to you.
Yeah. he charged me 30.
All right, so yeah, it was a pretty good day.
I'm happy for you. I mean, you really got through that process. You didn't seem as nervous as I thought you'd be yesterday.
Because on May 11th, when the young man said, we will send you a text prompt to start the retrieval process, he sounded very confident. He said, it's in the cloud. And I deal with smart people. You and Parker and Sean Callahan are smart people. And all of them were like, it's in the cloud. They just got to go get it. And it became clear to me, the verification process was basically, I think it was just seen that it was really me. And it takes a while, you know.
It's a 2-week process, so I want to know what
13
happened.
Days.
I want to know what happens in the 13 days.
I don't know, but on May 11th, they said This is what I'm going to tell the listeners just one takeaway. On May 11th, a young man from Apple said you will receive a text prompt on May 24. Now, yesterday, I'm sitting at lunch at a luncheon.
Okay.
There it is.
There's the text.
What am I suggesting?
Did you squeal?
No. I'm just continually impressed. They said exactly what happened. And then you call the help desk and you give her a case number and she goes, okay, I see what we're doing here. Let's go. I'm just a rando dude in Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean nothing to that lady. But there's a case number. You give her the case number. She goes, okay. She took about 10 seconds to size it up and said, okay, here's what we got to do. I'm like, jeez. All right, let's roll. Bam.
Well, there you go. You're back. Someone texts in and says, what would the verification be other than making sure that it's you?
I don't know.
Like how?
What's the verification process?
What, like a birth certificate or something like that?
No, I don't know what it is. They might be able to look at your history with iPhones. I don't know what the verification process entails. I didn't ask that question. Hmm. They just said there's going to be a verification process. And it might just be, the length of time might just be a matter of how many they have to sift through.
Well, there's probably, there's lots of those. That's for sure.
I've definitely learned that people, that people lose passwords.
Yes.
And then when that happens, there's a process you have to go through, change phones. I mean, the lady acted like, oh, no, this is not irregular. You know, it's a little, she said it was a little extreme because you've changed your username and password multiple
times. How many times?
I don't know. I mean,
is this all because you've forgotten it all those times?
No, not necessarily. It's got changed when I changed jobs. Change phones, change carriers. Change jobs, change phones, change carriers.
That's big.
Changed emails. Went from 2 emails to 3 new ones. Password change. It was just been a
mess. I got to tell you, it's weird emailing you now. I send you the rundown. I don't like it. I don't like the new email.
What's wrong?
It's not what it was. You know, no. I'd send 2 different emails every day for years. And now I'm sending it to 1. I don't like it.
Well, we all have to adjust.
It throws me off. I'm adjusting.
Yes.
Has not been a great adjustment period for the
on your end.
On my end.
On your end of things.
Yeah, for the email change.
Well, that's the update. Sorry if I bored
people. Congrats to you. I know it's a big day for you to get all your contacts back, and the people are very curious about that. 402-464-5685. Call or text. As always, the show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Sip, another addition for Nebraska yesterday from the portal. Number 15 on the year. Number 15 from the portal. Marcus Washington from Texas. Not Maurice Washington, the former running back, but Marcus Washington, receiver from Texas, commits to Nebraska. And that's 2 this week now in terms of commitments of Stephon Wynn from Alabama defensive line on Sunday. And, of course, Marcus Washington yesterday, making it 15 on the offseason. I would ask you this regarding him. Not, I don't want to go deep into the portal yet until we address that position specifically. How does that room look right now? And is there a chance that Marcus Washington would be a top 4 receiver this fall on Nebraska's roster or not?
Top 4?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Do you expect that?
Oh, let's just start with this. Mickey Joseph at one point in the offseason said he's just trying to narrow it to 9.
Okay.
20 guys in his room, now 21, 22. 21, 22 guys in the room. Get it down to 9. Do I think Marcus Washington will be part of the 9?
What, that, I didn't say 9. I know that's an obvious.
Well, I guess. I mean,
pretty obvious.
Yeah. I don't know how far he can go into this. I would think pretty far. There's no guarantees for Marcus Washington, though. He doesn't have the numbers to even have that sort of guarantee. He started 7 games at Texas this year. His numbers, Jake, in 2021, 17 catches on 30 targets for 269 and 2 touchdowns. Okay? That doesn't scream to you, okay, he's going to be their featured receiver, right?
I didn't say he'd be featured or the featured. That's why I said,
no, I know you did.
I said, will he be top 4?
Yeah.
Didn't say, hey,
you didn't.
Is he now your number 1 receiver? No, those words never came out of my mouth, and they will not my mouth.
What if I said a featured receiver? A featured. Well, I don't know those numbers that say that. I think he's got to come in and prove himself. That's what I'm telling you. No, I don't know if he'll be top 4. I mean, so who are we talking about? You're figuring Trey Palmer,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's in the top 4 for sure. Omar Manning will be top 4. Alante Brown will maybe, right? We'll see about Garcia Castaneda. And where do you go from there? Do you put Oliver Martin in that conversation?
Yeah,
Is he top 4?
Yes. Hold on. Back up. I would say if you're trying to list the top 4 right now, it's Trey Palmer, Oliver Martin, pretty close at the top.
You think they're 1-2?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Omar Manning, Alante Brown. That's how I'd do it right now. Okay?
You'd put Martin at number 2?
Yeah. I thought he was the best receiver on the team going into last season.
Well, he had a good first game.
And he got hurt.
Then he got hurt.
And he was never the same. And he's talked extensively. Well, he didn't talk extensively till this spring about it. But, yeah, he had a horrible injury. Tried to play through it, and it was miserable. He literally became depressed. He had mild depression out of it. He just couldn't move like he needed to move. Now, can Marcus Washington be among those 4? Pretty hard to do now when you think about those guys. Don't know exactly how they're going to use him. But he's in that top six, I'd say. Seven. Again, though, this is not an O'Shawn Mathis type situation.
Right, exactly.
It's not.
Which leads me to ask, if you're looking at this roster right now, in the 15 guys that they've added, I think number one and two are pretty obvious in terms of most important, which are O'Shawn Mathis and Casey Thompson.
Who do you want to have the most impact? That's a good conversation. Who do you think, who is it, for Nebraska's sake, who do they need to have the biggest impact? Which players?
Well, those are, to me, one and two. O'Shawn Mathis.
But it's got to be the quarterback number one.
Okay, so Casey Thompson one, O'Shawn two. I think it's very easy to go with those two. Where does it go beyond that for three and four?
Do you just go right to the punter and kicker?
Pretty important.
Bushini? Brian Bushini and Timmy Bleakrode.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's close.
They're vital. This team needs those guys to be good.
I think you stay on offense and go to Trey Palmer. That's what I think.
You go him at three or five behind Bushini and Bleakrode.
I'd put him right before them probably. Okay. And then you better get Drew and Stephon Wynn high up. Right there. Actually, we just did it. They have to be, what would they be then?
That'd be 6 and 7.
6 and 7. And I would say Drew is 6 and Wynn is 7. Okay? Now we got 7. Then
yeah, you don't have to rank all of them. All
do, you
15.
Do you include Anthony? Oh, no, because Anthony Grant's not. No, yeah. he's a JUCO.
Okay.
I think you might next go to Tommy Hill.
Okay. Number 8.
Yeah.
And you think he's got a chance to start this year?
He's got a chance to start. He's number 8.
He might be the number 8 most important transfer kid. Right. Transfer here
illustrates how profound an impact they have leaned on the portal.
Stay right there. If Tommy Hill is the 8th most important transfer coming in, and he might start, you might have 8 plus starters via the portal then.
Well,
right?
I can't get to too many more here. I can't get to yeah, too you, many.
Kane Williams won't start, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, Garcia Castaneda will have a conversation.
Rotation.
Okay, rotation.
Receiver rotate.
Hunter Anthony?
I don't think Kevin Williams or Hunter Anthony are. I think they're two deepers. I think that Kevin Williams probably has a better shot to break into the lineup. I mean, he ostensibly can play either tackle or guard. They've moved him to guard. I think his preference, based on what I've seen, is tackle.
Okay.
But he's playing guard. He's playing guard. They've earmarked him for guard. I don't think we got to rank them all.
I don't think, but that's the point.
Did we miss somebody?
If we did, please let us know. But that would be potentially 8 starters that come from the portal then.
Right. And we rank the guys.
Any more than that.
We rank the guys that can help Nebraska get out of the thresher. All right, because let's face it, what we've talked about on this show, I was thinking about it last night, what we've talked about on this show this calendar year,
please bring us full circle here.
As it pertains to Nebraska men's athletics, It's just they just went through a thresher. They went through a thresher.
We our patience level as a state is really being tested right now.
You're looking for people right now that can get you out of the thresher. Okay? That's how I look at Marcus Washington. What can you do to help pull this program out of the, I'm going to say thresher about seven more times. The thresher.
Still two. Texture says this, by the way, in watching Marcus Washington film.
Okay, I'd like to hear this.
Someone says, this is Dexter, no name. Marcus Washington and Xavier Betts' numbers were very similar. However, their speed was not. All the videos I have seen have Washington getting run down from behind, where Xavier did not have that happen.
Okay, all right.
No,
Jake, this is not a guy that you would say, oh, yeah, he's a starter. No way. I don't look at him that way, Marcus Washington. Don't look at him that way. Rotational. Prove himself. Got to come in and prove himself.
Well, I guess, do you believe right now, again, and Xavier Betts was not utilized enough, but he was a talented player. He's not here anymore. Do you believe they have replaced him on the roster effectively?
I don't know what Frost would say about that. My guess is he'd say that's not the way we look at this. I thought that initially. I don't know if it's just a one-for-one situation. Now, I'm surprised you can go get that phone.
Okay, hang on a second.
I'm kind of surprised, Jake, that you're not getting on me about it. Because yesterday I expressed some hesitancy as to whether this Marcus Washington in Nebraska would come to be. And my thought was, I didn't know if Nebraska would play ball here. I was telling you yesterday, Jake, I was convinced that Marcus Washington wanted to come to Nebraska, but it takes two to tango, and I didn't know if there was going to be a tango.
So what does that tell you then about Nebraska?
Well, it tells me that he's not earmarked for the starting lineup.
Okay.
But they probably and you know, you never know anymore because nobody talks. But my guess is the mindset was, let's just improve our roster. I mean, let's just improve our roster. Let's get a guy that was a scholarship, a four-star player out of St. Louis. And by the way, it might be some part of the discussion. Nebraska has not done well in St. Louis of late. Okay, the city of St. Louis.
And they've had a lot of talent in that city.
So
right?
Of course, they have.
There's been a lot recently. There's been a lot of talent in St. Louis.
Yeah. So now this is a St. Louis kid, and they may look at it as a conduit back to success in that city. They've hired Keith Williams to help on the coaching staff. Remember big Keith Williams?
Yes.
Not the receivers coach.
Not the receivers coach.
Not the receivers coach. The big offensive lineman that played with Murtha and Slauson and Mike Smith and Carl Nix.
Yeah.
By the way, hey, how about this, Jake? When you rip through those names, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Murtha, Slauson, Carl Nix, Mike Smith. That's a pretty good offensive line. That's what I got to get back to. We don't even think about that as one of their better lines, but that's a damn good line.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Caller.
Well, hang on. Texture says, Casey Thompson, O'Shawn Mathis, Marcus Washington, Devin Drew, and Hunter Anthony. You can take Nebraska out of the Big 12, but you cannot take the Big 12 out of Nebraska.
Oh, I got the schools here. Here's this rundown. This is fascinating.
Where they all came from?
Well, if you look at what Nebraska's accumulated from the portal, here's the Power Five. You got two from Alabama, two from Texas, one from Arizona State, one from FSU, Florida State, one from LSU, one from Oklahoma State, one from TCU, one from Texas Tech. Decent list of schools. Decent.
Who's from Florida State?
Chuba.
I forgot about Chubba. Yeah. Purdy in this
Chubba would be number nine, I bet. Chubba would be nine on our list. We can recap our list.
I forgot about Chubba.
On the break, we'll recap our list. Okay?
Well, we got Sean Callahan at the break.
at the break before Sean Callahan will do that. And we'll ask Sean about our list.
Before that, we do have a call from Vince in Napa, California.
We definitely have a call from Vince.
Vince, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
How are things in Napa, my friend?
Well, pretty sweltering hot day yesterday, and it's going to be another, and we're going to be in for another one today. And given the fact that I work outside, this is going to be one of them days.
Replenish with Corona tonight.
Oh, well, Coronas. No,
plural. That's right. Add that plural S. That's right.
There plurals. There you go. How you doing, Vince? Yeah. What's on your mind?
I'm doing well, but as I listen to you know us going through the list as far as the guys from the transfer portal that we really need to come through. If you came up with a poll, that would be a pretty long list, and that would be involve erecting a pretty big poll. But again, I mean, you're definitely on point with, well, Casey Thompson and O'Shawn Mathis. You know, I think it circles back to the conversation we have about the game of football, about how quarterbacks, you know, you got quarterback, the most important position, and followed very closely is the guy that protects the quarterback and the guy that can go get the quarterback. And as far as the guy getting the quarterback, we've lacked that since Randy Gregory. Not that I'm telling any secrets, But as far as special teams, you know, I mean, you mentioned Brucini and you mentioned Blakefield, and I go back to the interview you had with Sam Cook yesterday. I mean, it goes back to the idea that, you know, for the longest time, even though Nebraska was, coming up short at a lot of other positions, the kicking game was one position that we were coming up big. You know, whether it was the Alex Henrys of the world. I mean, I could go on down the line, but I especially, as an underrated choice on the guys that you mentioned, I would say Trey Palmer, not just with his potential impact as far as the receiving game, but also in the return game, because the last true threat that really changed games for us, you know, from a return man perspective is DeMorne Personnel, because I go back to DeMorne, and there's two games that I always come back to that he flipped. He flipped the Iowa game in 2014, which ended up being Bo's last one, because we were down, 17 points in that game?
Yeah, he totally flipped it. Yeah, two long returns. Yeah, two long returns, that's right.
Exactly, and also probably the shining moment of the Mike Riley era, the win over Oregon, because you remember we were down, I think it was 20-8 late in the first half, and he gets a big return that sets up a touchdown, gives us a short field, and now all of a sudden we feel a lot better about things. And to me, that's where Trey Palmer comes in, because we've had this conversation 1,000 times, you know, the last few years, is that you see either A, I mean, heck, it's been a win if a guy even catches a punt. And then we've talked about, okay, it's such a novel concept to return the ball, you know, 8 or 10 yards. Well, and that's significant, because even if a guy averages 10 yards a punt return, I mean, think about it, that's one less first down that your offense has to pick up. And also, when you can have a threat as a return man, whether it's the kickoff, whether it's the punt,
oh boy,
I mean, you can not only flip the field,
right,
but if you get a big one,
right,
you get a touchdown or you set one up. That allows your team to go out there and fight with bloody dogs. Yeah!
Good job.
There he is.
Yes. Yes. Neighbors on alert in Napa. There's a man in his garage screaming about bloody knuckles. Thank you, Vince. We've rated our top eight. He says Trey Palmer. Vince says Trey Palmer. Thank you, Vince. Was a little underrated in our list. I think he's third.
I don't think he's underrated at all. I think, no offense, Vince, but number three, behind your quarterback and your pass rusher.
Yeah.
That's where Trey Palmer belongs.
I think Vince means just maybe in the conversation, don't underrate him. Casey Thompson won. We're saying Casey Thompson won, O'Shawn Mathis two. These are impact. These are the, how do you want to build this up, Jake? These are the players Nebraska needs to have the most impact rated. We're rating them. Casey Thompson, O'Shawn Mathis, Trey Palmer. Are we saying those are the top three?
I think that's pretty clear.
And we're going to say Brian Buscini, punter, 4. Timmy Bleakrode, place kicker, 5. Devin Drew, defensive lineman, 6. Stephon Wynn.
7.
Defensive lineman, 7. And Tommy Hill, 8. Who do we say at 9?
Chuba Purdy.
Good job. Thank you.
I'm not sure about that one. I feel like that's in the conversation. I'm trying to think who else would be in that conversation.
Well, I'll try to sell you on that. You need somebody to push Thompson. And
is he going to push him, though?
Oh, yes. Yes. Can we have that conversation?
We can at some point.
First of all, he is. Second of all, he needs to. That's why I'd put him 9. I don't like that whole guarantee Thompson thing because I don't even think it's real. I think he needs to come out and establish himself in August, Casey Thompson. Chuba Purdy can help with that. I've said it before on the show. You can't hand the kid the job. Here's what happens. What if he comes out in August and has 4 bad practices in a row and is throwing interceptions and making bad reads? Then what?
That he's not number 1.
You better have someone pushing him, right? Chuba.
That doesn't spell success for Nebraska in 2022, if that's the case, if he comes out and fall ball and is throwing picks everywhere.
No, I know, but it's okay if Chuba Purdy's ready to roll or Logan Smothers, right? You got some backups there. Logan Smothers, Chuba Purdy. Chuba Purdy, Logan Smothers. You might put Logan. I mean, it's still important.
He can't be on this list, though.
No, because he's not transferred. He's not out of the portal.
So you can't put him on the list.
Right.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online, is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.